But the days, the weeks, the years, they come in decades and just fly by, don't they? Seems like every day you get older, the quicker the days come and go. It's like, wait, was summer here yet? Wait, it just passed, did it? Wait, I blinked. Happy New Year, everyone. We just ended a year, 2019 turning into 2020, and we just ended a decade of the teens, the 20-teens. And I was thinking to myself earlier today, this is a kind of last-minute podcast, so it's going to be short, because I didn't prepare anything for this. But I was thinking earlier, I was like, okay, so every time the year ends, there's a lot of articles and programs on TV that talk about the things that had passed. But I was thinking to myself, why don't we ever talk about the things that could be coming up? Things that we're going to do. Things that happened, we talk about rather than things that are going to happen. Or they're going to try to make to happen. So I can't really do a podcast on what things that will happen. Because they say, don't they say to live in the now instead of the yesterday or the tomorrow? Kind of like that poem I hear every now and then. Well, I got sober in the last, within this last decade. In the teens, 20-teens. I've been about 7.5 years sober now. And the poem that I've heard throughout those years, these last 7.5 years, refers to that living in the now type thing. And it goes like this. There are 2 days in every week about which we should not worry. 2 days which should be kept free of fear and apprehension. One of these days is yesterday, with its mistakes and cares, its faults and blunders, its aches and pains. Yesterday has passed forever beyond our control. All the money in the world cannot bring back yesterday. We cannot undo a single act we performed. We cannot erase a single word we said. Yesterday is gone. The other day we should not worry about is tomorrow, with its possible adversities, its burdens, its large promise. Tomorrow is also beyond our immediate control. Tomorrow the sun will rise, either in splendor or behind a mask of clouds. But it will rise. Until it does, we have no stake in tomorrow. For it is as yet unborn. This leaves us only one day, that is today. Any man can fight the battles of just one day. It is only when you and I add the burdens of those two awful eternities, yesterday and tomorrow, that we break down. It is not the experience of today that drives men mad. It is remorse or bitterness for something which happened yesterday, and the dread of what tomorrow may bring. Let us therefore live one day at a time. Now you can see that last line there is kind of references to like a 12-step program. But I mean, it could be taken. I mean, anybody can hear those words and understand them and apply them to any aspect in life, I guess, or idea. So this podcast, I should not talk about anything that happened. I go back and look at the greatest songs, what Barack Obama picked yesterday, and his favorite books that he read, or movies, or whatever it was. I wonder what Sheryl Crow is reading right now. I wonder what Beyonce is having for dinner tonight. No, I don't care. I wonder if Oprah puts cream and sugar in her coffee. I think People Magazine or one of those might tell you the answers to those. But the days, the weeks, the years, they come in decades and just fly by, don't they? Seems like every day you get older, the quicker the days come and go. It's like, wait, was summer here yet? Wait, it just passed, did it? Wait, I blinked. Well, let me think of some of the things that went by in the last 10 years. The way we evolved into today. Think of all the things that we were doing, like, you know, prior and then during and now. Like, we had MySpace. Now I think everybody evolved into Facebook. In 2010, the first iPad came out. Let me read some things here that happened in the last decade. A list here. In 2010, the first iPad came out. In 2012, lots of people thought the world was going to end. I think in 2000, people thought the world was going to end too. Lots of years. And maybe 99 as well. I remember in 2000, a bunch of us were all together in somebody's apartment in, I think, Lyle or Bolingbrook or somewhere. I forget where we were at. And me and a friend said, hey, let's turn off all the lights and kill the electricity in the apartment and scare everybody, thinking like it's going to be the end of the world. And there was a big party, and we shut all the lights off at midnight. It was like in the year 2000. And everybody was like, no, man, the street lights are still on. You know, because everybody thought like everything was going to just like fall apart. But anyways, that was in 2000. But 2012, people thought the world was going to end as well. And it didn't. In 2014, everybody was doing the ice bucket challenge. I didn't do it, but I know lots of people who did. And then there was lots of other stupid challenges that came after that. Even more stupid, like people were like drinking like toxic things and doing stupid things. I don't think people do that anymore. Oh yeah, they do. There's lots of people that go to the grocery store and lick ice cream and then go to jail for it. That's another stupid thing that people have been doing lately. I don't know if anybody heard of that. But that's the thing that's been going on in 2019. 2020, hopefully we evolved from those wild things we did. And in today's world, you know, there's a lot of people that get offended. It wasn't so much like that before because, you know, when I was younger, I went to an all-black school. I was the only white guy in class. And we all hung out and everybody was cool. And then when I went to high school, it was a little bit more diverse. And everybody was still cool. People had their comments, but people always have comments. But it wasn't terrible. There was no lynchings or beatings or anything like that going on. Not in Chicago, at least. And in the suburbs as well, when I went to school in the suburbs. It wasn't as diverse in the suburbs, but it was still all right. But we evolved into 2015 when Apple released racially diverse emojis. So everybody gets a little bit of something here. We're evolving. In 2015, same-sex marriage became legal in the U.S. Great. But things that matter... Or maybe things that don't matter. In 2017, we experienced a total solar eclipse. Does anybody remember that? I remember seeing that, what was that, the Wolf's Moon? Or was it the Hunter's Moon? When I was walking, I took a walk to the gas station to get some tea. And on the way back, it looked like the moon was sitting at the edge of the street. It was like huge, way at the end of the street. I think it was the Hunter's Moon. Really crazy. But anyways. In 2017, the Me Too movement took off, and every girl became a victim. We all became victims all of a sudden. I think right around the time that Trump took office is when lots of people became victims, except for maybe white men. Straight white men were the only ones. The majority of straight white men didn't become victims, but many other people did. It's everywhere you look now. It's a victim. And then when you watch TV... Or movies, or music. They talk about victimhood. I could have had this, but somebody stopped me. And then you hear about, you know, what's his name's daughter or son that does something wrong. And them people got screwed up because of their victimhood. It's always somebody else's fault. I'm this way because of you. I could have done better, but they stopped me. You know, stuff like that. Sometimes it's true, but most times I think it's not. I've been there before, I've done it. I know how it is. And I think you do too. But in January 9, 2019, the most diverse class of lawmakers in history was sworn into Congress. When the 116th Congress was sworn in earlier the year, on January 3rd, it was the most diverse class of lawmakers to ever take office. The incoming class had a record-breaking number of women, people of color, and LGBTQ. LGBTQ plus representatives. And among the 117 women newly elected to office, we also got the first Native American woman, the first Muslim American woman in Congress. And in 2019, we got the first ever photo of a black hole. Back in April of 2019, we got our first glimpse of the weirdest and the most mysterious spectacle in the universe, the black hole. Astronomers were able to capture humanity's first ever image of the black hole on April 10th. And it was a huge moment in history, not to mention it would spark some great memes and internet reactions. So here are some things that are going to happen, predicted and scheduled events in 2020. January 11th, 2020, Taiwan presidential election and legislative election. January 31st is the day that the United Kingdom is scheduled to leave the European Union after the Brexit withdrawal agreement passed. February 20th, two time capsules in the Irish schools were scheduled to be opened. May 17th, Dominican Republic presidential election. June 12th. Euro 2020 will be held in 12 European countries, and 2020 Copa America will be held in Argentina and Colombia. And July 17th, planned launch of NASA's Mars 2020 mission to study habitability of Mars in preparation for future human missions. So July 17th, 2020. July 24th through August 9th, the 2020 Summer Olympics will be held in Tokyo, Japan. And November 3rd is the United States presidential election. Okay, here's some more things that happened in the last 10 years. In 2011, human population hit 7 billion people. A lot of people started to say, we gotta get stop it. I mean, what was it like about 8 or 9, no, maybe like 4 or 5 months ago, Bernie Sanders and some people were like, we need to have more abortions so we could stop having less people in the world. Or something like that, remember that? Anyways, 2012 Mayan calendar panic. Everybody was saying that the Mayan calendar is going to end. We're all going to die in 2012. Oh, let's not forget about the Trump derangement syndrome. That went over the last decade. That is still going on today. Yeah. Okay, now here's part of the podcast where I start reading headlines and give a little bit of the description. If you think it's cool, then you can look it up on your own. And I'm just giving you just a little bit of headlines. Okay, first off, we got Joe Biden says coal miners ought to learn how to code. Joe Biden, the former vice president of the United States of America, has suggested that coal miners ought to learn coding. Mr. Biden, who is a presidential candidate from the Democratic Party, has adopted a hard stance on coal and has pledged to work towards fulfilling climate goals. He says that, I guess he doesn't want people doing coal. He wants people to just, like, get into computers. He's such a jerk, ain't he? The U.S. Embassy in Iraq has been stormed. Trump blames Iran, but Iran denies it, of course, again. Iraqi Shiite militiamen and their supporters broke into the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad on Tuesday. They smashed the door and set fire to a reception area. It is reported they were reacting to deadly U.S. airstrikes targeting the Iran-backed militia. U.S. President Trump accused Iran of orchestrating the attack and said it would be held fully responsible. Iran denied any involvement. But of course, you know, we'll get into more of that tomorrow. And what else in the news? North Korea ends moratorium on nuclear testing. Warns of new weapon. Kim Jong-un said in a meeting Wednesday that the nuclear test ban, which Kim agreed to in talks with the U.S. president, was no longer needed. He also reportedly said that his country planned to introduce a new strategic weapon in the near future. The comments came as a deadline for the U.S. to lift some of the sanctions from the nation ended on the 31st of December. So this Kim Jong-un dude, it's just playing the same game Trump is. Trump's playing with money, and I think Kim Jong-un is trying to play with weapons, just trying to threaten people. But lunatic people like him, it's, you know, you got to be aware of them. But I don't think he wants his country to get blown up, so he might not do anything. He might just scare a little bit. We'll see. Now there's an article on CNBC that says the Trump administration will ban flavored e-cigarette pods with exceptions for menthol and tobacco flavors. So that's really happening, huh? I didn't know that. This is key points. The Trump administration will ban most flavored e-cigarette pods, a senior White House official told CNBC. The ban will exclude menthol and tobacco flavors as well as the products sold in vape shops. President Donald Trump first suggested a federal ban on flavored e-cigarettes in September, but later retreated from that position, leaving the industry on edge and waiting a final decision. Okay, what the hell does that mean? The Trump administration will ban flavored e-cigarette pods with the exception of menthol and tobacco flavors. Yeah, flavored liquid nicotine products commonly sold in vape shops, a senior White House official told CNBC, requesting anonymity because the information is confidential. The salvo to vape shop owners was made easier by a provision in the $1.4 trillion spending package that Trump signed earlier this month, prohibiting the sale of cigarettes and e-cigarettes to children under the age of 21, the official said. The new restriction is likely to dampen teen vaping, regardless of an administration's approach to flavored pods. The report from National Institutes of Health Annual Monitoring of Future Survey earlier this month said that 40% of high school seniors said they vaped marijuana in their previous month, nearly double the rate of from 2018. Okay, so what is this? Tobacco companies, meantime, may well welcome the new restrictions as a chance to level the regulatory playing field, said one industry insider. Companies like all these different companies face warning sales as smokers are dying, quitting, or switching to e-cigarettes. What is this article here? Anyways, so what are they banning flavored cigarettes now? Is that what this is saying? That's all right. I use blacknote.com, which is organic tobacco. People say supposedly, but doesn't affect me. But affects, I'm sure, the guy down the street that uses apple flavor or cherry pie. That's all chemicals. They don't actually put cherry pie in the in their vape. They don't actually make a cherry pie and put it mixed with the vape. That's chemicals. So that stuff ain't good anyways. But anyway, here we go. What else is in the news? What else is in the news today? California might lose a seat in the Congress for the first time in its history. The state of California could lose a seat in the Congress for the first time in its history because the Wall Street Journal reported on Monday that as per U.S. Census Bureau numbers on changes in state population through July 1st, California will join some states from the Northeast and the Midwest in losing political clout. Then the last thing in the news here, I'll say. The U.K. is on the verge of a new chapter in its history, Boris Johnson said in his New Year message as he promised to finish the job by delivering Brexit within weeks. He said healing the wounds the vote had opened would be his next priority. He also promised that boosting resources for NHS, improving infrastructure, tackling crime, and protecting the environment were among his priorities. So Brexit's coming. Anyways, that's all for today. Everybody enjoy the first day of the year.